off, I wanted to acknowledge my co-authors on this study, Drs. Michelle Kelly and Nadine Peacock. Also in the same department where I'm doing my work, the Community Health Sciences Division at the University of Illinois Chicago School of Public Health, as well as Jaime Delgado, who is also at the same institution in the Community Outreach and Interventions Project. Okay, the purpose of my study was to explore. The purpose of my study was to explore, is to explore prenatal care quality from the perspectives of women, to also demonstrate women's intuitive understanding of patient-centeredness, in this case from the prenatal care context, and to consider the utility of qualitative assessment in patient satisfaction. The data set that I had was had given me an opportunity to look at qualitative data to gain a different understanding of the meaning of women-centered care and patient-centeredness from narratives provided by primiparous women via focus groups. Okay, just a little bit of background and significance before I get to the findings, sort of the methods of this particular study. Really, this work has been grounded in the Institute of Medicine's report in 2001, Crossing the Quality Chasm. And in that report, the major significance of this report really was to express the importance of timely prenatal care and also indicate that prenatal care is an indicator of health systems performance. Thus, early entry into prenatal care is a sentinel indicator of the health of women of childbearing age. And as well, the persistence of racial and ethnic disparities in maternal and child health outcomes, including prenatal and obstetric settings, really continue despite significant improvements in access, including first trimester care for low-income and minority women. So while expanding access is critically important in disparities reduction, there is an increasing recent emphasis on understanding what transpires during the experiences of and improving quality of that context. Okay. So monitoring quality in the U.S. healthcare system is really what we're talking about here and what we're looking at in a deeper context in terms of prenatal care in this particular study. And the ideas come from the U.S. National Healthcare Quality Report as well as the U.S. National Healthcare Disparities Report. Both of these reports released in 2003 by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Those reports and the agency itself both operationalized and defined the concept patient-centeredness. And they're stating that patient-centeredness is healthcare that establishes a partnership, respects patients' wants, needs, and preferences, and that patients have their education and support and participate in their own care. So patient-centeredness, as defined by these reports, came up with the following operationalizations: listening carefully, explaining things, showing respect, and spending enough time. So in this study, what are the research questions? Namely, what do women's narratives tell us about the nature and quality of their experiences with prenatal care? To what extent do the women's narratives reflect the patient-centeredness markers of the U.S. National Healthcare Disparities Report and the Quality Report? Okay, so the methodology that was used for the studies is particularly important given that it's a reanalysis of focus group data from 1996. And this was data that included African American, Puerto Rican, Mexican, and white women. They were all primiparous. They had given birth within a year prior to recruitment. They had no subsequent pregnancies. And they were homogenous in each group in terms of ethnicity and timing of their entry into prenatal care. The original study was part of the Social Networks and Prenatal Care Project, and it investigated women's reference groups' influence on prenatal care use. What is important when we consider the date of these data are that the same providers are still seeing the same ethnic population makeup today. There was a strong collaboration when these data were collected with ethnic enclaves in Chicago that experienced disparities. This study incorporated the idea of community participation, with sites participating in recruitment of participants as well as the conduct of focus groups. So today, if we compare 1996 to what the system looks like, there is increased immigration challenges and diversity, and the safety net providers are increasingly overwhelmed compared to 1996, perhaps. Providers of the safety net locations where the women who participated were receiving their care and still are at these locations for the most part. Thus, there are still relevant issues and ideas expressed in this data. So the analysis itself used the Atlas TI software and incorporated the transcripts verbatim. The additional coding for this particular study included the participants' narratives and the concepts being mapped onto the patient-centeredness domains that come from the reports I've referenced. Again, those are listened carefully, explained things, showed respect, and spent enough time. Thus, this analysis is a template analysis. Women's statements were organized by the markers, and balance was assigned to each passage, meaning the extent to which the speaker in the focus group was framing her prenatal care experience as essentially positive or negative. Okay, and a quick summary or frequency count of the patient-centeredness markers from the women's narratives that were analyzed. As you can see, there was more discussion and commenting surrounding the issues relating to the explain things marker than any of the three ethnic group compositions, while the Caucasian or white women's narrative showed more criticism, thus a negative balance or valuation to the lack of providers explaining things. Okay, and let me get to the results. What I thought was particularly important when we consider qualitative data was to express the women's words themselves. So that's what I've tried to do here with each of the markers. So as we've said, explain things was most frequently coded as per the narratives. One Puerto Rican woman in the group stated, "There were certain things that they wouldn't tell you because I guess they didn't want to scare you, and they always find out, waited to the last minute to let you know. Like if they did test on you for something, they wouldn't let you know right away if they thought there was something wrong. They always waited till the last minute until they were positively sure that that was wrong with you." Then if we look at the concept of showed respect, an African-American woman states, "When you go to the desk, you know, you're at the front desk and these women scare you right out the door. They treated me like I was bothering them. And I felt there was no need for me to even come there if they were going to treat me like that." A white woman states, "I had a doctor tell me how much he got for, like, delivery with public aid because I made a scene. We're not getting nothing out of you, so it's not, like, worth their while to be there." Okay, spent enough time. A Puerto Rican woman states, "I had seen my best friend's doctor. Well, she went to a hospital one, and they were always busy and everything. Over here, they took time to listen to you. I had a notebook full of questions. I would be there until they answered everything. They didn't even rush or nothing. So I decided to stay there and listen carefully. an African-American woman. I had to switch one nurse midwife in the second one. She didn't really look at my information from that first one, so she was really impersonal and asked me stupid questions and made me not want to go to her anymore. Okay, so those are just a sampling of some of the findings, obviously, but limitations of this particular study, obviously, the fact that the original study was not designed to address the current study's research questions, and I did not have data on provider characteristics, thus I could not make any conclusions when matching gender or ethnicity of the patient-provider interactions. Okay, and just some points that I think are really important, namely, if we look back at my purpose, to demonstrate an intuitive understanding of the patient-centered disc markers, there was a preponderance of negative experiences commented on by the women despite being prompted. So because we were not asking them, they were still providing this information through the focus groups. They did demonstrate agency in critiquing their care, and disparities in the quality of prenatal care can continue to future disparities in the receipt of preventive care, both for themselves and for their families. Thus, women's voices and the meaning they ascribe to their prenatal care experiences are vitally linked to this future care receipt. And if we go back to the idea of critiquing their care, they had an extreme interest in enhancing their health literacy and understanding the care they were receiving. Okay, so some general implications or broad implications across many levels with the findings. There is potential psychological harm due to the negative interactions and experiences with the providers. If we look at the healthcare systems level, the idea of centering pregnancy as a group prenatal care model is one way to address increasing the quality of prenatal care received by the women. If we look at then the patient-physician dyad, medical education curricula is addressing, slowly albeit they are addressing, women's health care needs specifically. Community-based interventions for women, that implication speaks to the knowledge transfer of health care rights and prepares for better communication with providers. And then the idea of measuring satisfaction with quantitative surveys is part of quality assurance. So not to negate the idea of quantitative findings, but rather to triangulate those and supplement with qualitative methods and understand how women experience the care and the meaning that they're giving to particular contexts. Hopefully, this study has demonstrated the utility of quality assessment in the idea of patient satisfaction in multiple contexts, including prenatal care. All I have, and we will reserve questions. Thank you.